Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the Black Hand Podcast with Roberto, coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody's having a good night tonight and a good night tomorrow or whatever. Tonight's subject, Friday, is one thing that we have all have in common, no matter what race, creed, sex, or anything else that matters. That is history. History teaches us, most people, what happened way before they were born, or on the day they were born, or what they were involved in, and everything else. And also, history shows what can happen in the past can't happen again. So, with that being said, I am somewhat of a history buff. I don't say it out loud, but I do like history, and it's a very crazy thing when you see somebody that was, you know, in their 80s or 90s, what they look like when they were your actual age, like in their 20s, 30s, or even 40s. And history can pretty much either, you know, make you smarter, or it can make the next person stupider or dumber, whatever comes first. And we also have to learn as human beings that there's a lot of bad shit that's going on in history. We've had people rule the world. We have people that try to destroy the world. We have had people that preaches hate, and some that preaches love and peace. And it taught us, some of us, that, you know, history is, unless it's used otherwise, is doomed to repeat itself. Now, when I think of stuff like that, I think of, racism. Racism is in every century of history. The Romans against the, everybody. And the list is a mile long, and most times if you're different from another person, there's two different phases. They're scared, and then there's, you know, dealing with it. African Americans, again, have dealt with that for forever. We look different, we sound different, we're different skin tone. Therefore, we're inferior. And like the people of old and down south, and, you know, those good old boys and girls and doing stuff that, you know, may have not burnt them in hell, but, you know, they still did it. And burning crosses, burning churches, hanging people, shooting them, is basically a broken record. And it's also history. So if you look at any kind of history, no matter where the history lies, there's always been a race thing going on. And it seems that it's the only thing in history that has survived longer than history itself. And the name calling and everything else. And you would think, like I've said before, that this being a new century, we would turn over a new leaf. And in some cases, we have. We have, people being aware of sex trafficking. You got people being aware of rapes and, you know, sexual harassment. Some of the stuff that we completely slacked on. But it's also something that's repeated itself. And it's like, okay, did we not learn from the last time this happened? Now, I'm not saying something major like the Holocaust, which was a very major thing, or 9/11, or anything like that. I'm talking about the human condition here. And if your mom or dad or anybody was raised around people that don't like any minority besides white, is doomed to repeat itself. The kids see what's going on in the house, so they figure if my mom and dad don't like black people, hey, guess what? Neither do I. And it goes on and on and on and on. And the only thing you've heard about other minorities is what somebody told you that's not a minority. So, like I said, it repeats itself. History just like a big old circle. It's like a millennial circle or something like that. There's no end to it. And as long as there's a new generation that's born and raised around that bullshit, history will always repeat itself. and entertainment as well. You got one movie that made millions and millions of dollars, has made toys that, you know, sold clothes and everything else. And however many years later, somebody comes back and do the same exact movie as one that's already out. There are some movies that you cannot remake no matter what the hell's going on. But it's also part of history. Because if I had a dollar for every time I heard Elizabeth Taylor as Queen of Cleopatra, man, that woman's not supposed to be Cleopatra, she's supposed to be a black woman. And I've heard that over and over and over again. So I'm just like, yeah, it should have been. But see, then when that movie came out with Elizabeth Taylor, that was well into the 50s or early 60s. And people, you know, mostly, you know, Caucasians, still had their head up their ass. They want to keep it the way things are. They want to keep the status quo. I'm white, I'm better, you're minority, you ain't shit. And it repeats itself. And even to this very day, I can go down to Louisiana or Mississippi or Alabama, stuff like that, and somebody or a bunch of people will not like me. Not because I talk like I, you know, got a brain in my head or because I will fight back. No, they hate me because of my skin tone. Screw my name, screw what I do for a living. You're bad because you're a black dude. And history has proven that, once again, black people ain't shit. And it keeps going and going and going. It seems like they let add a, you know, log to the fire every damn decade or century. And it just repeats itself over and over again. We talk about race relations. We talk about, you know, unity between the races and every type of stuff. But there's a chosen few that says, fuck that race. They can kiss my ass. They're not like me. I don't give a damn about them. And it's repeating itself. And it's not just, you know, movies and, you know, stuff like that. But like I said, it's a human condition. And if you teach your kid to do that, they'll teach their kids. And then go on and on and on and on. You have a house full of fucking racism. And black people are not immune to that either. Sorry to say. And if I had a dollar for every time I heard an African American say, the reason why they're not making getting ahead is because of the man. In this case, the white man. Well, no, man, he won't let me get a job and stuff like that. Well, that's neither here or there. Yeah, there. I mean, I've had my share of stereotypings and being accused of stuff I ain't done shit and everything else. I know that. But if you act like you a damn fool, if you dress like you a damn fool, and you, you know, do stuff that you know is going to get your ass in trouble, then you can expect a fucking cop, or anybody else for that matter, to mess with you. And you can say it's because of your color, because it is, but it's not at that point what it is. What it is that you show like you're a walking, talking stereotype. And you stick out like a sore thumb. Which in turn, the cops are going to fuck with you because they think you may or may not be doing something. And it repeats itself all the time. Same thing. But in the last few years, there have been people beat up, cut down, and killed because of, you know, the non-resisting that the cops keep saying. Stop resisting, stop resisting. We put a bullet in the back of the head. And it repeats itself, you know. So history to me is a very, very strong reminder that if you do not learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. And it's with everything. If you make a car one decade ago and it didn't do shit, why make it in this decade? But somebody will. And it'll probably fail worse than the first one. You never know. Same thing with movies. Remakes, like I said before, are the devil's playground. Hollywood has ran out of fucking ideas. So instead of trying to come up with something new and fresh, something that people will probably enjoy if you give it a fucking chance, no. You go back to stuff like the 70s and the 80s, the 90s, and try to remake it. And it's like, why the hell would you want to do that for? I don't get that. That's history as well. Because I can tell you off the top of my head, there are some TV shows and movies that can never fucking be remade for anything. And history has proven that. Unless it's like a sequel to the exact movie, it's gonna fucking suck. That's TV and movies. But history repeats itself. They're gonna do it anyway. Hey, this movie did pretty good back in 1983. Let's do it again. Why? This is history. And you can remake it. You can re-image it. You can throw it on a barbecue and barbecue it. It doesn't fucking matter. It's the same damn movie. But your history, and you would think that all the ones that got made that sucked like ass, that you would not want to do this again. But they do it anyway. They did not learn from history. Racism, again. Getting chased down by police and beat up and, you know, bit up by German shepherds and told my nigger ass to go home and colored guy to go home and stuff like that. Guess what? It's happening again. Because no matter what year it is, what decade it is, what century it is, there's a racist bastard somewhere that's going to keep things going. Or a couple of bastards. Or whatever. Because it's history. And it's repeating itself. So, it's a really crying shame that some of us have learned from our mistakes in our history, and there's some that would probably do worse than the first time in their history. Half the damn prison population is full of third strikers. They didn't learn the first time or the second time. Third time, you ain't gonna lose shit because you're going to jail for the rest of your life. There's a reason why Bill Clinton made that three strike rule. Because he figures that, you know, in baseball, you got three strikes, you're out. And, people doing dumb shit, you can only do that so many times before the book is thrown at you. So the three strike rule is for those that you've been in jail once. Okay. You've been in jail twice. Oh, okay. Well, maybe you didn't learn your lesson the first time. But if you do that shit three times in a fucking row, you are going to jail. Especially if you're supposed to be on probation or something. Yeah. But once again, history repeats itself. And some of us never learn. Ever. It's like pounding a square peg through a round hole. Nothing is computing. You can repeat it. You can, repeat it over and over again. And then some just don't do repeating stuff just to get in trouble. Who the hell knows? But either way, ladies and gentlemen, history is a very, very eye-opening thing. I was watching this documentary. I was watching this thing on Bounce about Malcolm X and how he, was in the Nation of Islam after he got out of prison, and he found out about Elijah Muhammad's, fertile soil thing, which means he was having babies left and right. And was removed from the Nation of Islam because he got, wondering why the hell is he doing this? And with every single civil rights leader, they were all killed by an assassin's bullet. Now, the first time, okay, JFK gets shot. It's the most tragic thing ever. But one person is probably, sitting at TV like, oh, I can do better than that. Looks like they're playing tag or something. And then another guy shoots Medgar Evers in his driveway from far, far away. He was too much of a bitch not to do it in person. Doesn't matter. It was still history because it repeated itself again. Malcolm X. He, and this one's a real kicker, he was killed by the Nation of Islam. Yep, I said it out loud. Because you're a bunch of damn bean pie selling, bow tie wearing in a 98 degree weather, some bitches. Because he caught your old leader in a goddamn lie. So, in their terms, he had to die. And he did. they shot that sumbitch full of holes. And again, history repeated itself. And of course, there is Reverend Martin Luther King, who preached peacefulness and peaceful protesting and everything else. He too was killed by an assassin's bullet. History repeating itself yet again. So you see, I look at it like this, okay? Some people like to be miserable. Some people like to be angry all the fucking time. And people like to see people, other people, die because they don't believe the same thing they did. And we had a lot of assassinations in the 60s. We did. Starting with the president all the way down to Dr. King. A lot of assassinations. And it's like, wow. But right now, in 2021, I'm watching history unfold right in front of me. This is, we all heard that guy, who I will not repeat his name, will be going on trial pretty soon for impeachment. And if I can recall, I know I'm way off because I wasn't even around then, but President Nixon was in the same boat. He didn't get indicted. He could have, but Gerald Ford acquitted him before that, got to that point. Give him a pardon. So, in all actuality, Nixon should have been in federal prison when he died. But he died in his own home. And now we have this other guy going in front of the Senate, which he already turned down, by the way, to argue his case that he, had constitutional rights to do what he told his mob to do at the Capitol. And it's like, okay. History repeating itself. The only difference between Nixon and that other guy, Nixon resigned because he knew he'd done fucked up. And he got on live TV and renounced and resigned as the President of the United States. Got on a damn helicopter and flew away. The other guy? No. He's Teflon, you know what. I didn't do anything wrong. Yes, he did. And it's repeating itself. So, ladies and gentlemen, history. History can be a fun thing. You can read about stuff that happened in history that we use this very day. All the laws that we have in this country, all the characteristics of people, the buildings. If any of these buildings in Kansas City was to talk, they would have a lot of damn stories. They would. And I would sit there and listen to it because, like I said, I love history. So I'll put it like this. A long time ago, when I was living in Phoenix, I used to ride my 10-speed everywhere. That's probably why I was so skinny back then, and I'm like a lard ass. But anyway, I was driving around, and I got jumped by two little rednecks. I hit my head on a rock, or hit my head, and I had a slight concussion. I knocked myself out. When I came to, I was inside of a house. It's a big-ass house. And it got all these pictures on the wall and everything else. I'm looking around like, where in the hell am I? Turns out, a Native American picked me up, put me in his car, and took me back to his house. Because he didn't know where I lived, so that's understandable. When I woke up, he was, coming out the kitchen. Oh, you're awake. I'm like, yeah, and you are? He told me his name. I know it had something with Hawk in it, but I can't remember right now. It was 1989. And I'm like, where am I? I was on the Indian reservation. I was like, Indian reservation? He's like, yeah. And he said, those two white kids tuned you up pretty good. They were trying to steal my 10-speed, but I was not trying to have that. So they hit me with something and knocked me out. But anyway, he had long white hair. He was an older guy, probably about his late 50s. Real nice guy. And I had a bump on my head, on the side of my head, which he put alcohol on and burnt like shit. But he was sitting there talking. He's like, where were you going to anyway? I was like, I just ride my bike around. He says, oh, really? So I'm looking at all these pictures on the wall. There's like at least 100 of them. And I seen one of a guy, got his foot up on his Jeep. and it had underneath, you know, the guy's name, which is a guy who brought me back to his house. He was a wind talker. Now, if you don't know what a wind talker is, they made a movie about it with Nicolas Cage, and he, you know, was protecting his wind talker. Wind talking was a thing they used back in the day to get messages to the Allied forces without the Nazis knowing, because they broke every code that Americans have. So they came very important, and he was one of them. So I'm sitting there like, I was like, is that you? He's like, yes, that's me. He was not even 19 years old. I was like, wow. I said, so you were a wind talker. He's like, and what do you know about wind talking? And I'm sitting there like, seriously? I was like, I've read about them, but I never actually met one. So we were sitting there, and his son, who was fixing my bike because the front rim bent up pretty bad. He's pretty good with steel. So he was fixing my front tire. So we sat there, and I was like, so how long was you, was he a wind talker? He said, all of World War II. And I was like, wow. See, another thing about history is that the people that live in the historic events, they have a lot to tell you. I mean, my mom was born in the 30s. She was raised during the beginning of World War II. So did my father. And, I sat there and listened to him talking. And he told me he had to go through boot camp and how they treated him like when he was there, calling him Injun and, you know, talking about firewater, just being real racist bitches. And I'm sitting there just hanging on every word because I'm like, this guy was a part of history. He was a part of, you know, World War II. And he probably sent the message out so the Nazis would not hear it or not be able to recode it, you know? And he's like, he says, you sure are interested in all this stuff. I was like, well, yeah, I mean, hello. No, you're a wind talker. I mean, they were allies. They were heroes just like any other soldier. They didn't get the acknowledgement that they was sort of like other people, but he was one. And I was so excited listening to him. And I was like, wow. He said his grandchildren hear their stories. They'd be like, oh, grandpa, shut up. You know, I was like, why? I mean, you were involved in World War II some kind of way. So that was pretty cool. And then I used to cut this guy's grass in a neighborhood, even though it was Arizona and they barely got grass there. But there's rare occasion he did. His name was Mr. Thompson. I cut his grass and he used to sit out in his garage with a little lounge, with his little pickup chair, and would always drink tea. And there was some kind of car behind him. It was underneath a tarp. So one day, me being the classic car lover that I am, I said, Mr. Thompson, I was like, what is behind that underneath that tarp? And he's a real old guy. He looked around. He's like, oh, you wonder what that is? And I was like, yes, sir. He pulled off the tarp. It was a 1935 Hudson. A 35 Hudson. I was like, oh my. I was like, that's a Hudson. He's like, oh, you know your cars? I was like, hell yeah, I know my cars. I was like, well, how long you had it? He looked at the car. He said, it was 1935 when he got it. It was brand new. But he had it so damn long that he didn't even drive it very much. It was a big-ass car. I mean, just huge. Made the other car he had in the garage look like a monster truck or something. But it was just really, like, it was cool, though. Because I'm just like, first of all, I'm a big classic car fan, especially muscle cars. But I'm also into classic cars. And this one was a Hudson. I'm like, holy shit. So I was like, do you ever drive it? He's like, oh, every once in a while I pull it out so I can get the, you know, washed and, you know, everything. But other than that, no. Because he was too old to drive anyway. So I was like, wow. So then he started telling me about the story about how he got the car and when he got it, when he got back out the Army. He paid only $500 for it. Damn. God, I wish I was alive back in those days. But yeah. And he started telling me how he, him and his wife met and they drove the car for the honeymoon or for their just married thing. And he showed me pictures. Real, real historic stuff. And he too was involved in World War II. He was a, believably, he was a bomber. I was like, wow. And my dad would have got kicked out of that because he's in the airplanes and he was a bomber. And Laurel story, he would have loved it. But see, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to get at is, if you do not know history, you're doomed to repeat it. And sometimes that's a really bad thing, because if you're doing stuff that's messed up or whatever, you're doomed to repeat that same fuck up over and over again. And it's something that we don't pay attention to. Now, if something like the Holocaust was to happen today, it wouldn't happen. Because it just wouldn't. Because who the hell wants to see people dying in prison camps just because of what their religious beliefs are? That's what happened to the Jews. And they were exterminated on a very extremely high level. Some survived just to tell their stories and all that type of stuff. But it's history, you know? And it's it can be a very beautiful thing if you listen to it. If you don't, then you don't know what the hell you're missing. So, either way, I love history. History to me is basically a reminder that this happened already, and it was something that caused an uproar or maybe a good thing, and whatever, depending on the person. So I look forward to my grandchildren asking me, what was I doing in the 1980s? And I'm like, well, and I'll be sitting in a wheelchair or a rocking chair or whatever kind of chair. And these kids, where my grandchildren, walk up to me, ask me, and I'll say, well, it was a very, very crazy time those days. Women wore pads on their shoulders like they were football players, and everybody had big ass hair, and cars were made out of metal, and all kinds of stuff. And I live for that shit, because I'm just like, I want to tell somebody, what happened when I was a kid, and I want somebody to listen to me like I listen to other people. And it may happen one day, but I mean, I seriously doubt it, because kids' attention spans, especially now, are very short, extremely short. And if they aren't short, then they're actually on their cellular phones looking downward and burning the retinas out of their head, just like any other person in this country now. And history just passing them by. And the kids now have it better than when I was a kid. Hell, anybody in my family was a kid. They got laptop computers. They can look up history stuff from a click of a damn mouse or your finger. They got a walking computer in their hand with a smartphone, which also, will tell you anything you want to hear. And all the history that I had to remember by hand, they can find it out in 5 seconds. They can do their work in 5 seconds. Erase it. Do it again. Even hack somebody if they want to. And it's so sad, because, not to say the computers are bad, but they've been around for a while. And they've just gotten better and better and better since that time. And, I would just like to say, if I was a teacher, I'd be like, we're going to play a nice little game called 1980. And I would take all their laptops and all their smartphones, put a white piece of paper in front of them with a pencil. And you write down exactly who you are, and you're going to read in front of the whole class. I don't want to hear shit. I would love that. And we're telling them, well, okay, we're going to do an assignment on the 1980s. Oh, let me do it. Oh, that's too bad. It's your credit. And I would just sit there like, it's just even up gleaming nobody's pants when it's 1980s around. And that was my era. I the 90s were okay. The 90s were fine, really. But 1980 to 89, best years ever. And that's for everything. TV, sports, drama, movies, everything. Food, comedians. Everything was really fresh in those days. Yeah, Reagan was in charge, and from an African-American's point of view, it wasn't that damn great. But it was, compared to shit now. Oh yeah, well, that was fantastic. And I was a kid in the 80s. I was born in the 70s and raised in the 80s and 90s. And some of the stuff I look at now, I'm thinking, I used to go to that school. Or, hey, I remember my dad had a car like that. Or, hey, this girl has some really big hair. I remember somebody dating somebody like that once. You know, it repeats itself. You know, fashion does, music does, well, sort of. TV shows, everything. Everything has a history. It repeats itself. Hairstyles. I've seen a kid the other day wearing a high top fade. I had one of those back in 1987, 88. Hell, even 89. So you're not doing anything new, really. Fashion, same thing. One minute you're, you know, rocking your little, you know, Adidas or your Nikes or whatever. And next thing you know, you got an afro that's bigger than your car. It repeats itself. It's just history, you know. So, if you do have children or older kids, whatever, and they have a history report on something that, you know, you hear, you'd be like, whoa, what the hell are you talking about? Then, yeah, you can probably put your little two cents in because they may be reading about it, but you were actually there. I had a kid when I was working for this transportation company out of Nebraska. This kid was in the car. And just so happened, we're driving, and Billy Idol, Dirty Rock On, was on the radio. And he's like, who is that? I was like, you don't know who this is? He's like, no. Says Billy Idol. He's like, Billy Idol? I was like, yeah. He's like, okay. I said, you really don't know who Billy Idol is? He's like, no. So the drive was pretty long, and they like to talk, so I like to listen and talk too. But I start telling about stuff about Billy Idol, how he looked like Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, or Spike looked like him. My fault, sorry. And how he, he made these nice ass songs, and he was like a real like punk rocker type of guy, and just crazy person. And he'd start listening. He's still listening to me, and I'm talking about it. So when we got finished with our trip, his dad came out to, to greet us. And the kid was like, hey, Dad, Robert was telling me about this Billy Idol guy. And he's like, oh, Billy Idol. Oh, that's our era. And I was like, yes, it was. He's like, yeah, he's still a pretty good, cool dude, And he looked at me. He's like, you actually listen to him? I was like, who doesn't? So he was, we both laughed. The son didn't know what that was going on because, he's a millennial. But either way, ladies and gentlemen, history can be a learning tool. It could be a way to say, okay, we're not going to do what this dumbass did or this country did or whatever. And it keeps you away from doing just that. But if you do not know history, like I know history, it will repeat itself. And some of the stuff I've seen in history, you don't want to repeat that shit. Because right now, for example, this COVID-19 is killing people left and right. For no reason. And it's invisible. You don't know if you got it or not. You may have a flu and just think you have COVID or vice versa. So the Black Plague in Europe was kind of like COVID-19, only deadlier. Because it wasn't called the Black Plague, And then on top of that, you got the whole race thing, which will never change. So that's not even a waste of my breath with that one. And wars and people we get along with and don't get along with. And it's a whole big ass, what the hell type of history. And, it's something that we have to know. So like I said, so we won't repeat it. Some of us have already fucked that up already by repeating badly. And if history is the way it is, then it will repeat itself again. Until we actually learn, okay, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to do this differently. And you go on and then you're successful. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that whatever kind of history that you have, whether you was skipping school, going out with your friends, drinking, partying, smoking weed or something stronger. And, and you look at your life now like, why the hell did I waste my life like that? That is history for you. Or, some of these homeless people that's out here. I asked my wife today, so I wonder how in the hell they ended up out here. They all have a history, you know. Some may be drugs, some may be alcohol, maybe both. Maybe they were in the army or they, you know, during the Vietnam War and couldn't find a job and they didn't trust the damn system, so they became homeless. Or somebody, you know, whooped their ass or something like that. It could be any damn thing. And the people that are out there, and I mean, there's a lot of them now, especially with the way the world, this country and the world is right now, there's a lot of homeless people. And me and my wife were driving around today, and they're underneath overpasses. Just got all the junk up there, and they got their, you know, their beds and their shoes. I mean, everything. Just junk, trash everywhere. And the cops come by, they clean them out, get the hell out of here, whatever. And sure enough, maybe a day or two later, they're right back up underneath this damn overpass. It's history repeating itself. And if we don't learn the first time around, the shit will happen again and again. So we have to learn what we can and cannot do. That's all there is to it. And, you know, I like I said, I fancy myself as a history buff. And I learn from my mistakes. And I learn from my own history never to do stuffings again. And I've been sticking to that for a very, very long time. So it's nothing new to me. But if you are into doing something that you did when you were younger and you're still doing it to this very day, or you stopped for a little bit and got back on a horse or whatever, and it's a bad shit, then you are breaking the history that you already made for yourself. You probably told yourself, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm not going to smoke anymore. Nothing like that. And something stretched your ass out so damn bad that you go back to doing both of those, then you are breaking your own history. And that's not a good thing to be, really. Unless you are, becoming a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, police officer, something like that. And you go back and forth with each profession till you get a higher ups and stuff like that. Then that's good history, because you remember when you started, now you're at this point. It's your history. Seeing your kids when they are little infants, looking like Baby Yoda. And then the next thing you know, they're asking you for the keys to go to their frat party on their college dorm. You have history with your kids. You've seen them go up and go through their phases like, oh my God, Dad, Mommy, oh my God, you know, stuff like that. That's your own personal history. And with me, my personal history, well, I remember the days when my mom used to go to work in Kansas. We lived in Missouri. She had to take buses over there all the time. And I remember over the summers, especially with me and all my brother and my sisters, we had to stay in the house so my mom wouldn't get in trouble. Because back in those days, Child Protective Services was like rampant. And where I lived at, it was very common for them to be around. So my mom was like, don't take your ass outside, don't answer the phone, don't do shit until I get home, unless I call you. And back in those days, they didn't have caller ID, so you just took your chances. But either way, that was my personal history. I also had personal history with certain food items. I actually stayed in a house in Phoenix for 2.5 months with a woman, for one, that could not cook at all. Two, she was a damn lush, drunk like a damn fish. And she burnt up every fucking thing in the house before the 2 weeks was even gone. So the next 2 months I ate McDonald's apple pies frozen, deep frozen in our deep freezer. It was the only fucking thing in the world to eat. And I lost a lot of weight that year. But I told myself if I ever got that situation, I would never touch another apple pie from fucking McDonald's ever again. And that is my own history. And I haven't done it. Don't want to. I will shoot myself before I eat a damn apple pie from McDonald's. That's how serious it was. And that's my own personal history. And you probably have yours, you know, well, you'll probably call them not history, but you'll probably call them like, you know, bad shit that happened to you, which is still history. So it doesn't really matter. But what I'm trying to say is, ladies and gentlemen, the country is in almost reset mode. You got people coming out the woodwork calling people the N-word, or, you know, calling women bitches and just crazy shit. You know, you got protesters, you know, protesting stuff like Black Lives Matter or, you know, anything. You got the police officers that 9 times out of 10 were the cause of the damn protesting. And peaceful protest have ended with, you know, SWAT teams and smoke bombs and tear gas and everything else, just like the fucking 60s. So you see, we're just reverting back to old history. And it seems that we cannot let it go. Okay? We're in a new century. We're still doing 20th century bullshit. That's history. And we didn't learn a damn thing, I guess, because we're still doing the same shit now. And that is very fucking scary. But it's, totally on you. And, you know, whatever history you had with yourself or with your family or friends or whatever, don't try to repeat it again. You didn't trust, you found out that you couldn't trust this person over here. Don't go back, don't let them back into your, him or her back in your life so he can do it yet again. Because they'll, you're just a glutton for punishment then. And you also are an idiot. So that is the thing about history. You look back on it, it's like, what the hell was I thinking? And you're about to do the same shit over again. There's a lot of history with that. And that, my dear friends, is my word. So with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the Black Ant Podcast. Please join me tomorrow or next week, when I talk about something you may not like. And I will see you guys down the road. History is whatever you make it. So make it a good one, please. Because if you try to repeat it, then you got to learn how you did the first time to make it good this time around as well. Because if it doesn't, you'll remember the bad shit and try not to repeat it. Either way, it'll happen. Well, you folks have a nice weekend. Please watch the Super Bowl today or on Sunday, where the Tommy Brady, shoot me, will play against Mahomes and our hometown Chiefs here. I know you'll be in front of a TV watching all the commercials, and I'll probably have a podcast on that next week too, because I love the Super Bowl commercials. And I guess we'll either I'll be cheering or, you know, drinking something. Who the hell knows? Either way, something will happen. But you guys have a nice weekend. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. Stay warm. And I will see you guys next month or next week. Sorry, I'm on medication and it kind of makes me kind of. So forgive me. You guys have a nice night. Peace.